An opportunity for rain will develop across parts of the Midwest during the middle part of this week, and that precipitation will help to maintain a relatively good environment for crop development from parts of Iowa into Ohio and maybe northeastern portions of Kentucky. This rain is expected to occur Tuesday night into Thursday morning, and we'll likely see some locally strong thunderstorms embedded in a general region of light to moderate amounts of rainfall. The majority of the region will probably see rain totals running anywhere from 0.3 inch up to 1 inch, but there will be some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rain scattered across parts of the region. Some of these thunderstorms, if they're slow moving enough, could actually produce some impressive rainfall in a few counties. We don't expect to see it generalized enough to bring some relief to the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt, where it's been drying most significantly. But with that said, there will be some showers there as well, and this will be in parts of Kansas and Missouri, maybe southeastern Nebraska or southwestern Iowa, where the driest and warmest weather has been most persistent in the past few weeks. We will not expect to see the rains in those southwestern areas great enough to seriously improve the moisture profile, and therefore crop conditions will not likely change much, but there will be some short-term relief to the stress that has been building in those portions of the region. But across the region from northern and eastern Iowa into Ohio and parts of northeastern Kentucky, we'll likely see enough precipitation occur to lift that topsoil moisture so that we conserve subsoil moisture and keep that reserve set aside for a time later this summer when it might be hotter and drier, and therefore crops will need to rely on that subsoil moisture for normal development. The forecast this week in general continues to be somewhat typical of a summertime pattern. We're perhaps a few weeks ahead of ourselves, though. Quite often what we're experiencing right now occurs in July and August, and so getting started early in June like we have raises the potential that we may run into some moisture shortages a little bit later down the road. The Gulf of Mexico is not going to be open as a significant moisture source through a big part of the coming week, and so therefore the rain amounts and coverages may be a little bit on the light and erratic side. This pattern may continue into the first half of July, but as we get into late July and August, we'll likely have an opportunity for moisture to be fed into the Midwest from the northwest, resulting from the southwest U.S. monsoon that brings moisture up through the Rocky Mountains, and that moisture will eventually get caught up in the jet stream across the northern plains and send some of that moisture into parts of the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest. That may ultimately leave the southwestern Corn Belt with quite a bit of dryness, but other areas may still see some other opportunities for timely shower activity. Even though it'll be warm across the region, we should still manage to keep these crops going relatively well. At least that's the theory. Our temperatures across the region this week will be seasonable. We'll expect to see highs running mostly in the upper 70s and 80s across the northern Midwest, while lower parts of the region will see temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s, and we'll even see some middle and upper 90s perhaps in a few locations across the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt where it is driest. Low temperatures at night should run mostly 50s and 60s in the north and 60s and lower 70s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.